You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you could make it back to back winning days on the podcast. It was oh so close to a great day. Ended up as a good day. So let's recap the winning card for Thursday. We'll start with the system plays. You know it's tough to beat a team three times in a season when favored by six or less. Well, my bets go 9-6, but I actually put three plays on there that I shouldn't have because it was over the six number. Those plays went 1-2, so the system truly went 8-4 on Thursday. I have to claim the losses as well, but the system truly went 8-4. Let's recap those plays. We cash on Kent State plus the 5.5. We cash on Bowling Green minus the 2.5. We cash on St. John's minus the 4.5. We lose on Tulane, plus the 6. We cash on Delaware State, plus the 2. We cash on St. Peter's, plus the 1.5. We lose on Southern, minus the 2.5. We cash on Colorado State, plus the 2.5. We cash on New Mexico, plus the 1.5. We cash on Indiana, plus the 2. And then we lose a heartbreaker on Villanova, plus the 4.5. I did not want them to send that game to overtime. I'm like, it's off the fingertips. Come on, Bill Raftery, step up and help the announcer or help the refs make the call. I want this game over. I want to lose by 2. I don't want to have to mess with overtime. But no, they said it was still on his fingertips. What a design play, by the way. One of the best inbounds plays that I've seen in a long, long time executed. Oh, yes, that one hurt because if that one flips, it would have been a great day for me. The system plays would have been 9-3, therefore. The add-on plays that really didn't meet the criteria go 1-2. I lose on Stanford plus the 8.5. I lose on Cal Baptist plus the 6.5. And I cash on Georgia plus the 8. Then my handicap goes 3-2. I cash on Wisconsin minus the 3.5. You also backed that one on Twitter. So thank you for the votes and thank you for the winner. Cash on VCU minus the 1.5. Cash on Michigan State minus the 6.5. I'm feeling good about life, but then it was Heartbreak Hotel in the final two plays there. I had the Ducks of Oregon minus the 2.5. They win by 2. I had Loyola of Chicago minus the 2.5. Felt like they were up the entire basketball game. Thought I was on cruise control, but I was wrong. They end up losing outright in the end. Surprise, surprise. So a couple games could have gone my way there and made it a great day. But no complaints. I make close to 4 units for the day. And now we'll try to make it 3 in a row here on Friday. Just a reminder once again to follow me on Twitter or X, along with the blog, to see every single college basketball tournament bet that I make. I'm betting every first half under. I'm betting every single side. First half unders, it was a sweaty one again on Thursday. I go 29-22-1. So that angle now is 132-102-4, or 56.4%. So it's turning profit still. Maybe not as good as last year, but I'll take 56.4% to the good. And a reminder there, if you're attempting to follow those plays, please set those alarms early. Most numbers have been dropping, so the early bird gets the number, so just keep that in mind. My sides on Thursday night also go 29-22-1, so a good day there, back-to-back days with the sides. We'll try to make it 3 in a row there as well. So we have 36 games on the docket for Friday, and we will not have another college basketball day this big again until November. I have to keep saying that to myself because it's kind of sad to think of it. It means we got to value the day and enjoy every single minute of basketball that we can. So let's start with the system plays. We're going to have plenty of them again here on Friday. Not as many as Thursday, but we have a good handful. We start in Conference USA. It's tough to beat a team three times in a season when favored by six or less. Well, I can't talk, I guess. UTEP is that team, plus the 3.5 against Sam Houston. The Sam Houston Bearcats won by 4 at home, and they won by 11 on the road. So give me the Miners of UTEP, plus the 3.5 against Sam Houston. Next up, we go to the SWAC. It's Bethune-Cookman, plus the 1.5 against Grambling. The Grambling Tigers won by 10 on the road and 9 at home this season. But let's flip that script again. Give me Bethune-Cookman plus the 1.5 over Grambling. Next up, we go to the MEAC. It's Howard plus the 1.5 against Norfolk State. So Norfolk State Spartans won by 4 on the road and 19 at home. A little surprising to see that big of a pounding there. But today, give me the Bison of Howard plus the 1.5 against Norfolk State. Next up, we go to the MAC. It's St. Peter's plus the 1.5 against Quinnipiac. Well, the Peacocks won a thriller for us on Thursday, so hopefully they can do it again on Friday. The Quinnipiac Bobcats won by 11 at home in the first meeting, then won by 15 on the road to end the regular season. But this time around, let's go St. Peter's plus the 1.5 over Quinnipiac. Next up in the American, it's North Texas plus the 4.5 against Florida Atlantic. So the FAU Owls won by 3 at home and won by 4 on the road in the two meetings during the regular season. So two tight competitive games, 3 and 4. I like grabbing 4.5 here. So give me the Mean Green of North Texas plus the 4.5 against Florida Atlantic. Next up we go back to the MEAC. It's Delaware State plus the 4.5 against North Carolina Central. So Delaware State cash for us on Thursday. Let's try it again today. The North Central Eagles won by 3 on the road in the first meeting. Then they won by 12 at home. But let's flip that script. Give me Delaware State plus the 4.5 against North Carolina Central. Next up, we go to the Big Ten. It's Indiana to be determined against Nebraska. Projected line is somewhere in that 4-5 range. Could be as high as 6, especially the way things steam up during the course of the day. The Huskers won by 16 at home in the first meeting. Then they won by 15 at Indiana. So the Hoosiers are out for revenge today. Give me Indiana to be determined over Nebraska in the Big Ten. Next up on the card, we go to the WAC. It's UT Arlington to be determined against Tarleton State. So the UT Arlington Mavericks are projected as a 1-point favorite in this game. Tarleton won the first meeting by 2 at home. They won the second meeting by 2 on the road. So two games, each decided by 2 points. This should be another battle. Give me UT Arlington, the Mavericks, to be determined over Tarleton. Next up in the Big West, it's Long Beach State to be determined against UC Irvine. So the Anteaters beat the Beach by 11 on the road in the first meeting as a 2.5-point favorite. Then they crushed the Beach by 21 at home in the second meeting. This number could slide higher than 6. It wouldn't shock me. I'm so happy for Dan Munson winning last night. I hope he keeps coaching at least one more night, because I'm going to be on the Beach to be determined plus the number against UC Irvine. So once again, I'll post all of those numbers in the show notes once they do become available. Lines are still coming out as we speak, so I have no lines on those games quite yet. Next up on the card, let's go to my handicap. We start in the Big Ten. It's Illinois minus the 4.5 against Ohio State. So I expect to be talking a ton of Illinois basketball over the next month. This team has the potential not only to cut down the nets in Minneapolis, but also at the Final Four. 35-1 long shot right now. Keep that in mind. They do have a couple first-team all-conference players, so the Fighting Illini have options on the offensive end. Illinois won the first meeting by 12 on the road. Ohio State is hot, but that gives us a discounted line in this game. I like Illinois to get some separation and win by double digits. Give me the Fighting Illini, minus the 4.5 over Ohio State. The dream run for the Buckeyes comes to an end on Friday. Next up, we go to the American. It's UAB, minus the 4.5 against Wichita State. So I know I'm overpaying. The line should be closer to 2. Wichita State won the only regular season meeting by 8 at UAB, shooting 50% from the floor and 53% from beyond the arc. Yesterday, the Shockers upset Memphis, with the Tigers shooting just 36% from the floor. So it's a regression day for Wichita. It's a revenge day for UAB. Give me the Blazers, who had the off day yesterday, minus the 4.5 over Wichita State.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Next up on the card, we go to the Mountain West. It's San Diego State minus the 3.5 against Utah State. So the Aztecs survived in overtime to beat UNLV by 3 in Vegas. I have the Aztecs winning this tournament still. They have the number one defense in the Mountain West Conference. They have 10 top 100 wins this season, including wins over St. Mary's and Gonzaga in the non-conference. Utah State has won 6 consecutive games. They needed overtime for the second time this year to beat Fresno State yesterday in the quarterfinals. The Aggies and Aztecs split during the season, but on this day, give me San Diego State. I'll lay the points here. I'm on the Aztecs, minus the 3.5 over Utah State. Next up on the card, we go to the MAC. It's Fairfield, minus the 3.5 against Marist. So the Fairfield Stags beat Marist by 21 at home, then they lost by 3 on the road. Fairfield has the number one offense in the MAC. Marist has the number two defense. Marist was down 15 last night to Niagara, but they rallied in the second half for the 6-point win. Fairfield has the extra day's rest. They have the better offense, and they will be looking for revenge since Marist cost them a share of the MAC title late in the season. So I'm going to lay the points here with the Stags. Give me Fairfield minus the 3.5 against Marist. So let's recap my card for a Friday. Can we make it 3 straight days? Well, we'll find out. In Conference USA, once again, these are all the system plays. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. We're on UTEP, plus the 3.5 against Sam Houston. In the SWAC, I'm on Bethune-Cookman, plus the 1.5 against Grambling. In the MEAC, I'm on Howard, plus the 1.5 against Norfolk State. In the MAC, I'm on St. Peter's, plus the 1.5 against Quinnipiac. In the American, I'm on North Texas, plus the 4.5 against Florida Atlantic. In the MEAC, I'm on Delaware State, plus the 4.5 against North Carolina Central. In the Big Ten, I'm on Indiana, to be determined, against Nebraska. In the WAC, I'm on UT Arlington, to be determined, against Tarleton. In the Big West, I'm on Long Beach State, to be determined, against UC Irvine. Then my 4 handicap plays and also the Twitter vote for Friday. In the Big Ten, I'm on Illinois, minus the 4.5 against Ohio State. In the American, I'm on UAB, minus the 4.5 against Wichita State. In the Mountain West, I'm on San Diego State, minus the 3.5 against Utah State. In the MAC, I'm on Fairfield, minus the 3.5 against Marist. So that's my card for a Friday. Enjoy the games. March Madness is here, everyone. You better enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big.